We have frequently heard in the Philadelphia Society meetings a great deal of history, but mostly it has been talked about by economists and philosophers and political scientists. Today it is a great pleasure of mine to introduce to you a panel of two historians and one professor of English who thinks and writes like a historian, which is to say thinks and writes very well, to tell us about the American heritage, in particular the early American heritage, from the perspective of a historian. And I think it's also going to be a very exciting type of panel and somewhat different than some of the Philadelphia Society panels, because it is going to be a panel that is going to really be discussing works in progress. And I might just say something about that. Historians, of course, do eventually get around to building up a big picture and saying things we think important interpretive nature about the about American society and the American past. But they do the building up from many small studies and hundreds of thousands of hours in the archives of the past. And the three papers we are going to hear today, in some respects, are these small, three of these small studies. But each of them, I think, has a great deal of meaning for America and for the Philadelphia Society. And in the question and answer period, perhaps we can draw out some of those meanings and use the opportunity also to discuss with the political scientists of this morning some of the things they said. Because we think that the profession of historians, and these three particular papers really do have some very important things to say about where America came from, and to continue the debate that has been going on in very intelligent fashion for several decades about the nature of the American colonial revolutionary experience. Was it radical or conservative? Was it traditionalist or revolutionary? Was it rationalist or customary? Was it based upon contract or consensus? Was it based upon self-interest or selflessness? Was it consolidationist or decentralist in its outcome and meaning? Well, these are some of the themes I know that will be talked upon. So let us begin. We're going to start with an old friend of the Philadelphia Society, Professor Mel Bradford, University of Dallas, who is going to be talking to us on William Henry Drayton and the Revolution in South Carolina. This is the final chapter of a book he is finishing that will be brought out this spring by Sherwood Sugden, called A Better Guide Than Reason, Readings in the American Revolution. He is the editor and author of a very fine introduction to, and one he's very pleased of, to the beautiful Liberty Press, Liberty Classics edition of John Taylor Caroline's Errator. And he is a man who many of you have heard speak before and is always a great delight to hear, Professor Bradford.